common areas of concern. Focus groups consisting of representatives from title companies, mortgage companies, and local REALTOR associations across Texas, along with the leadership of the Texas REALTORS, have identified common mistakes agents make when completing contract forms. The following list highlights areas of contract preparation and negotiations that are confusing or unclear to some agents. Some mistakes may occur due to the increased use of electronic transmissions and signatures. Other errors are just oversights on the part of the agents involved. No effective date. Often, the last agent to obtain a signature on the agreement fails to date the contract on behalf of their broker. When this occurs, there can be disputes over the deadlines for performance on certain provisions based on the effective date. Several provisions require performance by a specific date based on the contract's effective date. Not only should the last agent to receive acceptance and signatures from their client date the contract, but they should also immediately communicate their client's acceptance of all terms to the other party or the other party's agent. Until acceptance has been communicated, the date is not considered effective, which can also lead to confusion and disagreement. Title policy and survey. The contract includes the standard printed exceptions to title policy coverage. Agents must indicate the buyer's election to amend the language in paragraph 6 by marking one of the checkboxes next to exception number 8. Too many agents overlook the provision altogether and do not indicate whether the buyer wants the amendment or not. Some agents remember to check the box to indicate that the clause will be amended to only read shortages in area, only to forget to check the box that will inform the title company who will pay for the premium to get the additional coverage, the buyer or the seller. Another common mistake in paragraph 6 relates to the survey when the parties have agreed to try to use the seller's existing survey. The contract requires the seller to furnish both their survey and the T-47 affidavit, showing whether there have been any changes or additions to the property since the existing survey was drawn. Suppose the seller only furnishes one without the other. In that case, the contract language requires them to pay for a new survey for the buyer. Strict compliance with the time allowed for delivery of the survey and the affidavit is required in order to protect the seller and not put them in a position of having to purchase a new survey for the buyer. Notices: many agents fail to include their client's contact information in paragraph 21. Notices, or they enter their own contact information so they can control the flow of information. Either of these actions makes it difficult for the title company and the other party to forward information pertaining to the sale to everyone. Sometimes a title company may spend days trying to track down an agent so they can simply get the contact information for the seller or buyer. Agents may enter their email address or fax number and the email or fax number of the cooperating agent to ensure that they receive a copy of the contract. Agents make themselves and their brokers legally responsible for the receipt of notices when they use their contact information instead of their clients. This practice could lead to a breach of fiduciary duties if an agent delays the delivery of notices because of the agent's actions when it causes harm to either party in the transaction. Considering the importance of correct contact information, coupled with broker liability issues, license holders should not enter their contact information in paragraph 21, only their email address or fax number following the buyer and seller's contact information. Earnest money and termination option. This clause requires strict compliance with the deadlines for notices and the deposit of the option fee to the escrow agent separately or combined with the earnest money in a single payment. The written notice to terminate must be delivered to the seller by 5 p.m. on the last day of the option period. Notice to the seller's agent is considered the same as a notice sent directly to the seller. The buyer's agent must ensure that the option fee is delivered to the escrow agent within 3 days of the effective date of the contract. Putting it in the mail is not an appropriate action. Any agent sponsored by the listing broker can sign an option fee receipt. The buyer's agent should be able to produce a copy of that receipt if anyone ever questions the time of delivery. Suppose the money is not delivered by the third day after the effective date. In that case, The buyer's right to terminate under this provision does not have to be honored by the seller. If the parties need to extend the option timeframe, they must both agree to an amendment, and the buyer must pay the seller an additional option fee. Attempting to extend the termination option without paying an additional option fee will not create a valid right to terminate, and option fees can never be set at zero under Texas law. Closing date. Transactions involving financing take longer now to get finalized than they did in the past, so a 30-day contract to closing timeframe is probably not very realistic. Since the first step in the process involves the credit approval of the buyer before the appraisal is even ordered, it takes longer for the underwriter to give final approval to the buyer so they can proceed to closing. If the property does not appraise for the sale price or requires lender repairs, an amendment to change the sales price or agree upon who will pay for the lender repairs will be required before the parties can complete the transaction. All of this renegotiation adds additional days to the closing timeframe. Keep in mind that the seller is under no obligation to agree to extend the closing date. Property and exclusions. Failing to clearly state the items excluded from the sale by the seller in paragraph 2, allowing the seller to remove improvements or accessories, can create many problems right before closing. Always advertise items the seller intends to exclude, exclusions, and ensure that they are written into the contract and agreed upon by the buyers. Also, always check the legal description in 2A to ensure that the property has been correctly identified in the sales agreement. If an agent accidentally transposes the numbers for the lot and block description, the seller may be under no obligation to complete the transaction because of the error. Brokers and sales agents. Broker or sales agent disclosure. Failing to disclose that either of the parties is a real estate broker or licensed agent, or failing to disclose close family relationships with either of the parties is a violation of the License Act. Disclosure should be noted in the contract under paragraph 8. Property condition. If the buyer wants the seller to make repairs to the property, they must request specific repairs and/or treatments in paragraph 7. Generalized statements based on things like all lender repairs or all required by the inspection report are not acceptable. Special provisions. If a license holder inserts a special provision into a contract addressed by a promulgated contract, addendum, or another form, the license holder may be engaging in the unlawful practice of law. Any modification to a contract that changes the legal effect of the document should be drafted by a party to the contract or an attorney. Other common mistakes made in paragraph 11 are provisions that are ambiguous. A recent contract dispute centered on the following language added to special provisions by the license holder. If the buyer's credit is not approved, the buyer and seller agree to negotiate seller financing satisfactory to both. Obviously, a provision to negotiate in the future is vague and unenforceable. License holders may only insert additional informational items into special provisions, which includes a statement disclosing factual information or providing instructions. When the parties wish to include terms that are not statements of fact, they should consult an attorney. Other common mistakes. Additional contract mistakes commonly found include failing to include required addenda. The appropriate addendum form should be included if a property is subject to financing approval. Failure to completely fill required blanks and failure to select all appropriate checkboxes. In special provisions, addressing issues that are adequately covered elsewhere in the form. Using old or outdated contract forms. It is always a good idea to have the broker or office manager look over the contracts before they are finalized between the parties to avoid these types of mistakes. Contract examples. A recent case of note is one in which an agent mishandled an intermediary transaction while also adding a provision in the amendment that amounted to the unlawful practice of law. The case is further discussed in the TREC Broker Responsibility Course 1.0. The buyers were not represented by a real estate broker at the time and declined to sign a buyer representation agreement with the sales agent. The buyers asked the sales agent to prepare an offer on the property. The sales agent prepared the offer and presented the information about brokerage services disclosure to the buyers for signatures, as well as the Texas REALTORS Intermediary Relationship Notice. The buyers signed both forms. The Intermediary Relationship Notice assumes that the person signing has authorized the broker to act as intermediary and refers to a written buyer representation agreement. The transaction ultimately fell through, and the buyers requested the return of their earnest money. They had paid $1,000 earnest money with the original offer and an additional $12,000 under an amendment to the contract, which included a statement drafted by the sales agent that stated, "Buyer agrees to pay an additional $12,000 earnest money that will be refunded if they don't receive funds from tennis court's installation job to close on house." A disagreement arose regarding the additional $12,000 because of the ambiguity of the statement drafted by the sales agent. The sales agent agreed to the assessment of a $2,500 administrative penalty and a reprimand of her license for failing to establish an intermediary relationship with the buyers properly and failing to advise the parties to consult a lawyer before executing the amendment. Additional clauses that are common and problematic include the following that may appear in special provisions or an amendment. This contract is subject to a satisfactory inspection report. This issue is addressed in paragraph 7. This contract is subject to the buyer selling buyer's existing home. This issue is addressed in the addendum for sale of other property by buyer. Trek number 10-6. Buyer agrees not to require seller to complete any repairs. This issue is addressed in paragraph 7. Buyer may begin to move in 3 days before closing. This arrangement should be accomplished with a Trek promulgated buyer's temporary residential lease. Seller may stay in the property for 3 days after closing. This should be accomplished with a Trek promulgated seller's temporary residential lease. Buyer requests seller to paint all exterior doors. This request should be included in paragraph 7. Seller shall provide buyer with an allowance at closing in the amount of $1,000. This arrangement should be addressed in paragraph 12.